Audio Morning Brief for the Grain Markets. It's May 2nd, 7:47 a.m. Eastern Time. Rich Paz for Critical Point. So the report last week on the commitment of traders suggested that funds backed out of corn and soybeans, not much of a change over in the wheat market. So bottom line is we had a little bit of evidence that they're also getting concerned of a top. Overnight trade, we see a gap lower in soybeans and corn. We see weak trade in the wheat. And it's almost like someone wants to start the week of unloading. And they actually apparently started last week. We also see several other commodities quite weak. The crude oil market's off quite a bit. It just looks like they're starting the week of unloading some commodities here. And I think for the most part, it's speculators. I think the commercials think prices are high, so I think the commercials are backing off on the demand side, but I'm not convinced they're increasing the supply side, and I'm not sure the farmer's doing a whole lot here. They've probably been selling on the way up for a while. I think the big story here is the speculator on the long side is backing out of these markets. So that concerns me that we've all been on the same page of targeting like around 850 for the corn for those major trends. And then, of course, you know, the targets on a short-term basis of 830 to 842 for the July corn futures. And we came close to the minimum target as of last week, but It's looking like this market wants to top out here, okay? It just doesn't have the demand, but it's not yet a supply story. Now, if corn trades under about 780 in the July futures, we'll probably have objectives of around 746 or something on down to around 728. I don't think it's going to do that. It's already oversold enough on the intraday chart. I think that type of downside objective is going to wait a while. On the upside, again, we may have a problem here getting our 830 to 842 here in the next few days, sometime this week. Now, pattern-wise, looks like the level four swing going into Friday, it was up after all. We then kind of topped ahead of it, and then we thought, okay, it's going to trend higher into Monday, even into Tuesday. Instead, they topped it right then and there, latest allowed. Did warn of it, I believe, but couldn't really catch it. And all we're doing is saying, you know what, they've dropped it enough overnight, price change wise, momentum wise, to say, gosh, that was the top after all. Okay. Now we have a gap down. So we're convinced that gap will get filled. Somebody's going to come in and buy it. And primarily because on the technical side, the intraday indicators oversold. We're not getting that much indications from the actual fundamentals and the rest of the S fundamentals and some of the X fundamentals. But our guess is the market's going to try to pick its head up this week. This is one little slug of selling, and we'll see it. Ideally, what it should do is bounce into tomorrow for the level four swing. But as we zoom out for the larger level three trend that began from a low placed around April 25th, and then the high we're using was around April 19th, what the model is saying, any level four rally this week, pop, it can be weak, it can be spectacular, it doesn't really matter. Anyone is eligible to coincide or trigger a level three top this week in the corn market. So I'm just concerned we're not going to see the higher objectives for the first time in quite a while. The higher objectives are just not going to be met, that things are just getting too overbought. Now, at the same time, if you look at the price pattern from April 19th to now, it's really just more of a hesitation. So we really don't know for sure if this level three top is actually level two, level one tops that leads to a decline in June. And we're just all, even if it starts down and goes down quite a bit, we're just going to have to be looking over our shoulder for a level three rally that could put it up late May for that level one, level two top. But right at the moment, when we add the S fundamental, the X fundamental, including all the technical, the business cycles, it's looking like we should err on the side of calling the top as soon as it's eligible or can occur. And the answer is that's this week. Okay. So now if they can just pick the market can just pick its head up, I think it's a sale, in other words. And if you don't trust that attitude, then if it'll pick its head up, then keep track of these recent swing lows, day-to-day lows, intraday swings, whatever you can find on a daily chart, because violations of any of those will probably mean level three trend is down. Now, the reason I pointed to the low on April 25th and the idea of targets all the way down into 730s or 740s, something like that, is what if the level three top has been missed? What if they just continue to sell here? But I think they'll want to fill that gap. I just don't think it's quite ready. I think it's really just too many people on the same page looking at targets, and they're saying, gee, we're getting so close to this target. Do I really want to hold out that long? Do I want to continue to buy, and instead of making a dime to 20 cents, I'm going to make 2 cents when I could lose 10 cents on an abrupt reversal because we're getting so close to a top? Now, sometimes when the crowd, when you've built a crowd coming close to those targets, they don't want to do it. It's interesting. Comes down, but it's kind of a fake out and still give you that last minute bounce off of just a handful of people that are willing to put it up. But I don't know if I trust that even, okay? So I think this market is a sale at any kind of bounce. I'm not convinced you sell it right here with this overnight market here. You can if you're trying to scale in and, you know, you're putting on some large positions or something. I think you could do some to make sure you don't miss out of too much. But my guess it's better to sell pops in the corn market here. All right, now let's move over to the soybeans. And on the soybeans, we have the same problem. Well, it's a bit different than what the model's saying. It probably did top late last week for level three. And we now know it topped for level four. It was weak on Friday. It was weak overnight, okay? Like the corn market, however, the model's saying, but it can put a level four bottom in today, rally into tomorrow. That's the best forecast. And it is oversold on the intraday indicators that we use. So we're going to go with the idea level four bounce is coming in soybeans, but we're now suspicious that the high on April 29, okay, was not only a level four top, but it was the first opportunity for a level three top. But the interesting thing is that we're running out of time for a level three top. There, if the high of the year is not a level three top, then it's due for level three, but it's running out of time. This level four bounce into tomorrow, if it was very strong and prices soared, I think I'd take a chance betting against it. Whereas right at the moment, we're just dialing in a weak rally. Maybe it can get back to the April 29 high or near it, but we're kind of rallying in just a weak rally. It's just hesitating before going lower. So our objectives up near the high of, where is it here? 1734 for the July beans. That looks suspicious. I haven't totally thrown them out, but it's close to just falling off the edge of the desk into the trash can, okay? And that particular target also allowed a new high for the year, but we're just not seeing it. We think it's run out of time. We think the buyers were really aggressive into that high April 22nd, and now they just kind of did a little bit of buying here last week, very little. The market was a little bit buoyant. The supply side was on the sidelines. Now we should worry the sidelines going to say, we missed a top and it's getting late enough. We got to sell some more. Meanwhile, the demand side may even get more serious about trying to bid lower. So what we also have to watch out for is, one, we probably got resistance near 17 bucks or lower. And two, we want to watch out for the low made on April 25th at 1656 and a half. Violation of it without first violating the high at 1704 and three quarters, near that $17 mark I just said, then we will have generated, or the market would have generated, relative to the critical point, downside objectives of about 1619 down to about 1597. So there can be $16.20 to $16 beans coming, okay? And we think that makes sense, except that the intraday chart is oversold enough that's saying, well, you ought to rally it first before you do that. So I think there's a chance they didn't create a downside gap in the beans last night. A little more fluid, a little more liquid trade. But I think somehow, some way, it's both of these markets are going to try to pick their head up into tomorrow. I don't know how much trust that. And I think for overall, for these level three trends, in my opinion, next level three bottom is not to next week. So it ought to move lower from sometime this week into next week, both markets, okay? And we just have to realize both markets may have topped for level two, level one, in terms of the highest price earlier than we wanted, in terms of the next highest price about on time. And I think we were fairly well on top of this. It's just not been all that strong of a market, with the beans relatively weaker than the corn. So I'm okay with it. No model changes. We'll just take what we get. All right, in the wheat market, that one was weaker than we really wanted to see last week. We warned of it. We knew there was something wasn't quite right with the level four swings. We knew we had to watch support. And as it went through 1080, the model just said, oh, give up. It's a level four downswing. And then they'd like stepped on the gas pedal for the downside. Market is quite intraday oversold, trying to work for a buy signal. The model saying it should bounce for a level four, but unlike corn and soybeans, it could bounce into like the overnight market, the next overnight market, but it could easily top today, whereas corn and soybeans shouldn't top till to tomorrow, or at least in the coming overnight market, something like that. So the corn and wheat, or corn and soybeans, could stay up a little bit longer going in level four. The wheat may not, and all I can tell you is if it would trade above 10.54 and three quarters for the July Chicago wheat, probably a sign the level four is up, but I just don't know how much to trust it. In other words, I don't want to buy it here, even if I'm a day trader. I'd rather play with the corn and soybeans, okay? And the thing is, we don't have a level three top, but it's acting like, hey, it's all over. You know, you had your level three top. Something happened with these level three traders that they just did not find their normal way of trading. And that normal way includes some abnormal trading, some weird stuff. So this is quite weird, okay? It's just like something suddenly they just said, dump it. And I think that something is that all three markets are now nervous about a falling stock market, and it's falling hard and fast. They're now nervous of interest rates too high. They're now nervous the economy is going to back off, and we got some economic indicators last week suggesting it's backing off. They're getting nervous inflation's rolling over, and we've had little bits and pieces of evidence of that for quite some time. And today we're going to get more economic numbers in the sense of PMIs. And then we've got the Federal Reserve meeting tomorrow and Wednesday, and the results of that meeting on Wednesday, when they'll probably raise rates, their rate again, okay? So I think the people are starting to bow out of the inflation story. The inflation has about had enough here in these commodities, and we're seeing other commodities that are weak, and the crude oil is weak this morning. So we know they're doing cross-the-board selling. Doesn't mean the commercial couldn't be selling all their grains for some strange reason instead of treating each one of its own market, but I feel like this is more speculative and investor pulling out of commodities than anything. Okay, any rate, with wheat violating the low at 10.55 and three quarters, it generated downside objectives of 10.17 to 9.94 for the July Chicago wheat futures. I took a look at Kansas, and I know I don't give you any information on that one, probably should, but it's similar patterns doing the same thing. The spring wheat over Minneapolis, been strong, relatively strong, very strong. We can come up with it that is topping now for major tops, okay? Maybe yet another chance for a long-term top. We can also see as we dig deeper inside of it, throw out some of the Russia-Ukraine influences, that it may not top for a couple more weeks, so it could drag its feet. So we're low probability confidence how to handle that one, but we're thinking it's high-priced. Now we're also wondering the weather this year. Maybe if we do get a crop problem and it's more in the corn belt, we wonder, is it also going to be for spring wheat over in Minneapolis? And we've already seen the damage for, say, Kansas, Oklahoma, hard red. Don't know how to handle that one, okay? So at any rate, in theory, there is more downside coming in the wheat market. It should not have violated the low on April 25th. Should not have violated this soon. Now, maybe we're going to get some sizable knee-jerk reactions in wheat, slam it back up to put in that level three top. But if it did that in the next few days, it ought to be lower. Basically, wheat should be lower into next week. We've missed the level three top. Even if they're going to be kind to us and slammed it back to 1080, that's as probably as high as they're going to put it. Then that would just be a failed level three top, as well as a level four. So bottom line is, I'm not interested in buying wheat here. There's more downside and more time to go down than up. We could get some sizable knee-jerk reactions as the market says, oops, I didn't put that level three top in. Oops, I do need to buy a little bit, and that's a nice break. I'll get it. But I just don't trust it. And the same thing with corn and soybeans. I'm not so sure I really trust the upside of those, but the model's saying they ought to bounce them a little bit. It's not quite time. The level three uptrend isn't working anymore the way we'd like, but we could still get some knee-jerk reactions, pop it a little bit, put in a failed truncated top, and sell it. So looking out to next week, bearish all three markets. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.